And the reason I shipped out of my first ship as a day mate was I had come out of a shipyard. See, because one of the things, I came from the old system. I've worked as a first-class painter, as a first-class iron worker and rigger. And, you know, in other words, you build them and sell them. Mm-hmm. That's the old school. Yeah. Kids today don't do that.
Yeah, right.
You know, I got enough trouble sailing the thing. I'm not going to put it together.
Yeah.
You know? That's today, you know. Uh-huh. Back then, hey, man, I finished building that. So I was on, I worked at Pioneer Ming in the shipyard. That's a temporary name that they give to a ship that they're going to work in a shipyard. Uh-huh. You know, the U.S. Lines. They named it the Pioneer Ming.
Okay.
That designates that it's going to get worked in a shipyard. So I was boasting on a ship named the Pioneer Ming, which was actually a C-4 Mariner-class vessel and required some special rigging. I darn near flipped out on that one. I was boasting on one, and you know, you had to rig this thing real crazy. I said, you know, relax, you know. And you couldn't rig it like it was designed, conventional vessel. What you had to do was bring the gear all the way down to the deck, mm-hmm. put the other gear up, then bring the gear up and over into the cradle, wrapping it around the other booms, mm-hmm. the bottom of the other booms. This is quite a number to do, you know. Normal people don't do these things, but it's like any other thing, you know, different ships, different things. The thing is, I was in a shipyard and we reconstructed, so I worked and I had my rating in the shipyard, and I had a withdrawal card, you know, when I left the union. You know, I didn't know if I was going to go back there. Uh-huh. We stopped building ships under U.S. flag, so that never came up again.